Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and I want to talk all about beauty through the ages. I thought it would be fun to kind of go through what I think is optimal for facial aging and maintenance of attractiveness through each decade of life. So, nobody ever tells you this. This is something that's so important to think about and know. Your face, your attractiveness is your asset and it's your identity, and you want to preserve that. And if you don't put work and effort into it, you are going to, of course, have deterioration, weathering, aging, and changes. So what are the things you should do at every age to maintain attractiveness? Men and women alike need to think about this. Your confidence is intimately tied to your attractiveness and your feeling of self-worth. And I think this all begins even as early as in your teens. So in your teens, a skincare regimen that treats acne and oiliness is essential. If you have a teenager and they are breaking out, it is so critical to their self-esteem to have decent skin. You really need to intervene at the first sign that acne is becoming problematic. I see so many kids who have damaging scars from years of untreated acne when all they really needed to do was start on a simple regimen of benzoyl peroxide, topical retinoids, and sometimes topical antibiotics or oral antibiotics. Simple regimen, salicylic acid, benzoyl peroxide, these ingredients are available over the counter. And if that doesn't work, going to the next level by seeing a dermatologist or trying a great acne kit like mine is going to stop scarring, permanent scarring that can really tear up your confidence. In your 20s, that's so critical. So teens, acne maintenance, improving cleanliness of the face, improving just overall hygiene habits like washing your pillow, washing your face twice a day, using a sunscreen. In your 30s, you're going to want to do sunscreen every day. Of course, you want to use a wonderful sunscreen to protect you from sun damage. You're going to start vitamin C every day as well. We skipped over the 20s, but I think that the 20s continues from the teens. You're definitely going to have a great skincare regimen by washing. I like 20-year-olds to add vitamin C. Twice a day is best. Vitamin C in the morning is your antioxidant protection. Vitamin C at night is your collagen food and stimulator. So using vitamin C twice a day starting in your 20s, as well as a good sunscreen. I'm always an advocate for mineral-based sunscreens. I do love titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. They are reflective. They are reef and barrier safe and much better for your skin than chemical sunscreens. In your 30s, then, I would definitely start a good eye cream. The 30s is the time when the heaviness and the weight of the 20-year-old juicy cheeks starts to weigh down on the delicate under-eye skin, and that's where you have sometimes some thinning, early crow's feet, and early frown lines beginning. So starting a good eye cream in your 30s is perfect. Using a little Botox in your 30s is also a great idea because this is where you are going to start to notice fine lines around the crow's feet in the forehead, and anything you can do to smoothen those and prevent repetitive crinkling is going to give you much smoother skin for the long haul. So I definitely think of using Botox in your late 20s to early 30s. In your 30s, many of the same things continue as your 20s. So that would be the antioxidant vitamin C in the mornings, the sunscreen, and then adding the eye cream, very critical. I love an eye cream that has retinol or Retin-A in it because this delicate eyelid skin needs some thickening and needs some fortification. And Retin-A is going to improve collagenization and thickness of the skin dermis. And that's one of the places where you'll thin fastest. Also, don't forget in your 30s to begin using a really good Retin-A vitamin A derivative product. Every night at bedtime, vitamin A is so important. Retin-A. Retinoids are available over the counter. You can find them in many of the brands that are like Oil of Olay and the over-the-counter brands. But prescription strength Retin-A, of course, is ideal and best. And that is going to help with exfoliation, fine lines, wrinkle prevention, making sure that the skin has a good thickness, improving elasticity, tightness, and tone. So Retin-A Everyone over age 30 needs to be on this product every night at bedtime. It's a pea-sized amount. You don't have to use a lot. It's going to be your friend in terms of building long-term collagenization. In your 40s, what can you do? I definitely think in your 40s is where you've started to see some changes that need a little bit more of an aggressive approach. I recommend to start doing microneedling somewhere between the 30s and 40s, and even sooner if you have problem skin, acneic skin, scarring, or you're working on lots of fine lines. Microneedling is wonderful. Chemical peels 3 to 4 times per year to resurface the skin and remove superficial sun damage. And this is the decade where you'll begin starting some fillers. You can start filler early in your 20s if you need some beautiful lips for fun, in your 30s if you have under eye hollows hereditary wise, and then in your 40s it becomes a little bit more important in terms of volume management. We have fat deflation changes that cause cheek drooping and heaviness of jowls around the corners of the mouth, and this would be the time to really think about supporting the midface. And the midface cheeks are supported. 70% of your beauty comes from your midface, and that helps to prevent and reduce jowling tendency. I like you in your 40s to start really nice moisturizers, especially products that have niacinamide. This one is so good for improving the skin tone and texture, tightness, and oil levels. I also think it's important to use extra layers of hydration with hyaluronic acid serums because your skin becomes a little drier in your 40s and 50s. And use an exfoliating cleanser, so twice a week using a polishing cleanser that removes superficial skin, like my Perfecting Polish is excellent. I also really like the idea of using glycolic wash on a daily basis because this removes the bonds between dead skin cells that sit on the surface of adult skin causing dullness. So these are things you can do in your 40s. Remember, Retin-A, once you start it in your 30s and 40s, should go on until you're 99 because it's going to improve your cell turnover and prevent crepiness and textural changes. Oftentimes in your 40s and 50s is where you're going to want to start a little bit of a hyperpigmentation treatment as well. This is when we've finished having children, nursing and breastfeeding, having hormone changes, birth control, all of these things can lead to melasma. So you do need to start taking care of hyperpigmentation. Otherwise, the skin begins to look mottled and we can have weathered looking skin. I love the idea of doing peels, usually one peel every 2 to 3 months for superficial radiance of the skin. I also love the idea of improving the skin surface with the microneedling and anything that improves your skin turnover. So lasers, mild laser treatments like Fraxel, all of this improves skin surface turnover. In your 50s and beyond, all of the things we previously said apply. And so that includes using a great wash, like from your 20s, making sure you have sunscreen, adding the vitamin C, nighttime Retin-A, and thinking about the treatments that you do intermittently, like peels and lasers, doing microneedling, as well as Botox, which is usually going to be twice a year, and about every 3 to 4 months, and fillers, which you might do also about twice a year, about every 6 months. That is going to go on through your 40s, 50s, and 60s for maintenance. And this is true for men as well as women. In your 50s and 60s, I want you to start paying attention to your neck and your décolleté. These are areas that we never pay attention to. By this time in your life, you may notice some sun damage of the hands, the neck, and the décolleté, and textural crepey changes may occur. Definitely, if you haven't already started a stem cell growth factor moisturizer, 40s, 50s, and 60s is the time to do that. That increases cell turnover. That is going to be so wonderful for visibly improving skin surface firmness, wrinkle depth, hydration levels of the skin, and collagen levels of the skin. Think about stem cell growth factor. As your hormones are changing and you're becoming perimenopausal, everything we do to stimulate the skin to stay young is so, so important. And then into your 70s, 80s, and beyond, we don't stop at the 50s. 50 is the new 30, and 70 is the new 50, and patients are having such great results with anti-aging modalities that you can certainly do things well into your 70s, 80s, and 90s. 40s to 50s might be the time that you start thinking of doing a facelift. If you have mild to moderate skin laxity, a mini lift like a neck lift, and a lower face tightening may be the way for you to go. Definitely this is a time when we might think of upper eyelid surgery. Full face and neck lift with brow lifting and full face tightening might be more appropriate for 60s and beyond. But all of that is so individualized. This is the time where you should come in and see a professional and definitely take a look at what options you have, whether you're a candidate for threads, surgical intervention, or laser. But overall, I think that doing the maintenance, both in terms of cosmetic treatments as well as skincare, is so important. I want you guys to remember your body is your vehicle for success. And in order to drive this vehicle for 80 to 90 years, you gotta put in the maintenance. Without it, we're gonna break down, we're gonna lose facial attractiveness, and we're not all about morphing into a whole different person, but we wanna maintain who we are, and we wanna look in the mirror and recognize that person looking back at us as someone vibrant, energized, and ready to face the challenges of every decade. So that's it for now, guys. That's my take on beauty at all ages. I hope you like that. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And there you can find my amazing skincare products, just like all the ones I talked about, the sunscreen, the vitamin C, the Diamond Line Retin-A, Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor, the works. These are your tools to age well. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Don't forget to find me on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, a longer podcast, and Fridays is a 5-Minute Friday. You can rank, rate, and review our podcast on the iTunes store and send us a screenshot. Email that to info@beautybydrk.com, and we'll send you a deluxe size sample of some skincare. Love you all. Stay beautiful at all ages. Bye for now.